CJSF 90.1 FM would like to remind listeners that the following program is a repeat broadcast.
Oh, hello, you are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. I am Melody, and I will be your host for the next hour. If you were listening to my show last week, I did mention that I was in Mexico, and we played one of my previous shows last week. I was planning on having a show dedicated to my trip that would be playing last week. However, I did not have an SD card reader, or so I thought. I had an SD card reader actually this whole time in my laptop, so that was a mistake on my part. But I have now edited all of the little clips I recorded while on my trip. I did take this trip with two of my very good friends, and I also recorded a little bit with them, so you'll get to hear their voices. But yeah, I thought I'd give you guys a little rundown of my trip before I play all of the little clips I recorded, as well as the music. My trip was really awesome. So we were staying in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. The hotel we were staying in is the Rio Vallarta, and it was a pretty awesome resort. Of course, it was all-inclusive, which is always nice, so we didn't have to worry about buying food or anything like that. The weather, I think, was one of my favorite parts of the whole trip. It was between, like, 24 and 29 degrees Celsius the whole time. Which is really fantastic, because I do like warm weather, but I don't like hot weather, so it was nice that it wasn't, like, boiling. Another thing I did want to talk about a little bit is my flights. So on our way there, we flew with WestJet, and that was pretty nice. I've flown with WestJet before. It was one of the bigger planes with the three aisles. And it was nice. There was TVs, so I was watching, like, movies the whole time. And the seats were not too bad, not too uncomfortable. I think the flight from here to Puerto Vallarta is only about, like, 4.5 hours, almost 5 hours. So it's not, like, too long of a flight. But on our way back, I flew with Flair for the first time. And I know there's, like, mixed reviews about Flair, so we were kind of nervous going into it. And I know they get, like, delayed often. So from that aspect, Flair was actually pretty good for us. We didn't have any delays. In fact, we, like, ended up landing here in Vancouver a bit early. So that was really nice. However, the plane itself was one of the smaller planes. So there was only two rows of seats and one, like, very small aisle in between them. And there was no TV, no entertainment, and there was also no, like, snacks or drinks provided, whereas at WestJet, they actually came by and gave us snacks and drinks twice throughout the whole trip. And with Flair, they did not do any of that. They only provided water for free. And I think the pricing was something like Kit Kat was like $4, which is a little bit much, but I mean, I guess I understand. It is a flight after all. They're usually expensive foods. But yeah, so overall, I think we were expecting worse, though. I'll say that. We were expecting worse from Flair in terms of delays and whatnot. I think when the weather is good, and the weather was obviously good in Mexico, and then landing here that night was not too bad. Like, usually when I fly into Vancouver, it's, like, pouring rain. There's, like, thunderstorm, lightning in the sky, and, like, crazy stuff like that, but this night it was not like that. The weather was, like, pretty decently clear. I think it was just about to start raining, and when it's like that, I think there are less delays. But yeah, overall, honestly, Flair was not bad. So that's just my little airline review, I guess. So having said that little overview, let's jump right into this week's show. The first clip I'm going to play is just me speaking to my two friends who I went on the trip with. And I wanted to just apologize right now. There are some volume issues. I don't think I had like the gain sorted correctly on the mic I was using. So if it's like a little loud, or my voice especially in this first clip is a little weird and like loud. But yeah, I hope that doesn't bother you guys too much. And throughout the whole, all of my like vocal recordings where I was speaking, there is like background noise from the beach, because that's where I recorded all of these clips. And I don't think it interferes too much with my voice, so hopefully you can still hear me clearly. But yeah, I just wanted to give that little disclaimer for the rest of today's show. So here we go. Enjoy. I am currently in Mexico with two of my very good friends. Introduce yourselves.
Hi, my name is Donia. Welcome to the podcast/radio.
Hello. This is Melody live right now. The show that was just playing was a pre-recorded show that I played for you guys last week. I am here again with my friend who just introduced herself through the past show. Her name is Donia.
Hi, it's me, Donia, everybody.
we'll tell you guys like a little bit more, I guess, about Mexico. So I guess it was like 2 weeks ago now that we went.
Yeah, it was about 2 weeks.
Yeah. What kind of stuff do you want to tell the listeners about our trip?
Well, it was really fun. It was really warm, but also kind of like windy, so it felt nice. We went on a little tour on the last day around Puerto Vallarta. When we got picked up, we got into a little van, and it was like filled with mostly just us, and then we went through hotel to hotel to pick up more people. It was mostly us, another friend, and then a bunch of older people who we were all going around Puerto Vallarta and to a tequila distillery. Mm-hmm. On our way to the city, we were going through roads, and the roads were pretty bumpy.
Very bumpy.
So we kept jumping up and down and tossed over and over and almost hitting our heads, and it was quite an adventure. And our tour guide, who was named Salvador, sweetest guy ever, really fun, really loved gossiping about the past and history of Puerto Vallarta. It was really fun. When we got to tequila distillery later on, we basically tried, I think, about 9 different tequilas.
Yes, mini like tester sizes, just so you know.
Shots. Yes. Nothing too crazy. The first 4 were like when the tequila is first distilled, and then as it ages, as it goes through the bottles, and then the other ones were flavors. So we had flavors of a cappuccino, I believe, chocolate, almond, and I'm thinking there was another one, but I'm forgetting the name. But it was really good. They were really tasty.
Yeah. I think the cappuccino one tasted like a Tim Hortons ice cap. Like, it was 100%. So delicious.
So good. And we wanted to see if they sold mini bottles, because we only brought carry-on for our trip, but unfortunately they only sold about like normal bottle sizes you get for liquor here. So we're a little sad, because the ones that are flavored are under the alcohol percentage that is considered liquor among traveling across, and especially into Canada, so we could have brought as many of those as we wanted, but unfortunately
we didn't.
But when we went to the airport, now the airport was very chill. Heading back to Vancouver was quite easy. So we were thinking maybe we could have gone away with it. Who knows.
Yeah. That was like a little rundown of our like tour that we did. I think I would highly recommend doing something like that, a tour or like some sort of excursion when you're in Puerto Vallarta or like Mexico in general, for those of you who are thinking of going. As like relaxing as it is, just hanging out at the resort, it's definitely, it can get like a little bit boring. I think we were feeling that, wouldn't you say so?
Yeah, it got pretty like repetitive, but mm-hmm. it was also like pretty fun, you know, endless amount of food and drinks and the beach and the water, and honestly, definitely go with a big group of friends. It's a real fun time.
Yes. Awesome. So the first song that I'm going to be playing for you guys today is called Dopamine by Madeline.
Keeping me awake and it's 3 a.m. Thought we were on a break, but you're back again. Now I'm lost in the comfort. You turn me on more than all my ex-lovers. You've heard all of the secrets I'll never tell. By now you know me better than I know myself. And it's nice, but I wonder, what would life be like had I never known you? That I need lately. I hate the way you're making me think of the moment that I wake up and when I go to sleep. I need my DOPA Miami. And every time I think that I'm in control, you serve another cocktail of chemicals. And it's nice, but I wonder, are you lifting me up or just pulling me under? Ooh, 'cause my world is turning blue, and there's nothing I can do. Yeah, you're the feeling that I can't resist. You're everything I want, but nothing that I need lately. I hate the way you're making me think of the moment that I wake up and when I go to sleep. I need my DOPA on my own.
À vivre, je veux que notre histoire soit folle comme dans les livres. On peut s'aimer comme des perdus, sans trop penser qu'on se reverra peut-être plus. Mais si c'est vrai que tu t'en vas, je te jure, je t'oublierai pas. Nuit entière à faire l'amour et à boire de la bière. Courir tous les grands restaurants, mais demande-moi pas où est-ce qu'on va prendre l'argent. Mais si c'est vrai que tu t'en vas,
I want you. trouver dans le sud sur une plage. On devrait même se fiancer juste au cas où ça pourrait continuer.
Hello, hello. We are back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM. For those of you just tuning in, my name is Melody. I'm the host from 2 to 3 p.m. every Tuesday, and I'm here today with my friend Donya.
Hi.
Earlier we were talking about our trip to Mexico. This last song that I just played for you guys was called Dis Mio Pasa. I'm sure you can pronounce that better. Yes, by Okome. And Okome is a Quebecois artist. I just wanted to talk about how we've been to Montreal. That was one of the trips that we did last year. And Donya actually lived there in Montreal when she was younger.
Yeah, I did. I was there from 2 years old to 11.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm curious to know. I don't think I've ever asked you this. What was your like first impression of Vancouver?
Okay, so this is a doozy, guys. I'm sorry, listen, I love Vancouver. I do. But when I was 11, we moved here and we arrived like around nighttime. So when we got here, it was very dark and the view of our apartment, in Montreal I was in a high rise, so I was on the 19th floor, I think, and it was like, you know, very big view and everything. And I had moved to Vancouver into my apartment, which I love now. When I got there, it was very dark, so all I saw was trees and darkness and an unfurnished room with a little bit of mold on some of the walls. So I was like, maybe we should move back. But it's been almost I think almost 10 years. It'll be 10 years in July of living in Vancouver, and I love it. So all ends well that starts well, I guess.
Yeah, that's great. When we visited Montreal, I noticed like a multitude of differences between Vancouver and Montreal. Can you think of any? I made a list. I remember making a list. But can you think of any off the top of your head?
Okay, so there's one that Melody pointed out. Just two. But there's one that the signs, because a lot of the walk signs here, they make like a doo-doo or a sound.
Yes.
In Montreal, they don't at all. You just have to make sure you're paying attention. If not, well, you might miss it. another one would be that in Vancouver, we have a license plate on the front and the back of the car.
Mm-hmm.
In Montreal, you only have a license plate at the back of the car, I believe, right? That's what we saw?
Yes, I'm pretty sure that's what we saw, yeah. Yeah, that one was weird to me, too, because I'm pretty sure most, not just Vancouver, but, like, most places in the world, they have a license plate, like, both in the front and the back of the car. So, yeah, that was pretty interesting. And I thought something like that would be, like, pretty standardized in, like, a country and, like, not different in every province, but I guess it is. Another thing that I noticed was all the doors were really heavy.
Oh my god, all the doors. And this is like, I think it's been true since I was younger, because I remember years ago, back when I was in like kindergarten, kind of, there was like a huge door, and my kindergarten was kind of built like a church, low-key, so the doors were so heavy that like it would be me and my like friends back then would have to push with both of our hands, so four little hands to open the door. Oh. So heavy. Insane.
Yeah, and I just thought we were weak, and I was like, what's going on, like, why is everything so heavy? And I like brought it up when I was telling my parents like all the different things in Montreal versus Vancouver, and my dad was like, Melody, it's because it's way colder there, and they're like built better for the snow.
That's so true. Yeah.
And I was like, that makes a lot of sense. And he's like, yeah, that way like the heavy, thicker doors like keep out a lot more cold. Whereas here, like, clearly, as we've seen from our past, like, cold winters, we're not built for the winter. But, yeah. Yeah, it was a really fun trip, though. I feel like a city trip is very interesting. We talked about our Mexico trip. That's, like, way more of a relaxation trip.
True.
Those are needed, but a city trip is also very fun.
It was also super fun because I hadn't been back home since I moved here. Mm-hmm. And I saw one of my dearest friends named Evelyn, and it was, like, super fun.
Shout out, Evelyn.
We took Melody to a bunch of the cafes, one that I used to grew up right next to my apartment kind of back there, and, like, halfway from my apartment, halfway through school, called Mami Crafoutsi, and that was really good baked goods and baguettes, and just a very fun time. Miss it so much, want to go back.
Yeah, I would love to go back, too. One other thing about Montreal before we move on to the next song. I don't know if we just, like, didn't visit the right places, but I feel like we debunked the poutine theory. We didn't find, like, very good poutine.
Anybody listening from Quebec or Montreal, we are so sorry, but we tried our best.
We tried our best, and, like, I think we have decent poutine here.
Honestly, I feel like the best poutine we had is one we went to Schwartz Deli, which is quite famous, has really good roast beef. They had pretty good poutine, but...
True.
In the top poutine of that week was a poutine from a shawarma place that's very, very well-known, open late night next to the Bonaventure Hotel. So if you guys are in the area, check it out.
Yes, and we shared a poutine and like a shawarma from that place, and both were very good.
So good.
10 out of 10. And even here, if you guys are looking for a good poutine, go to a Donair or shawarma place.
Specifically, y'all go to Donair Dude. Main Street. There wasn't one in New West,
yes.
But go find
a
Donair Dude.
Amazing. Go find food. A Donair Dude. yeah. Anyway, moving on to our next song. This is Parle-moi de toi.
Yeah.
Yes. By Kian.
Rions-en un ben gentiment. Rions un coup pour rien. Sans faire de mal à personne. Je sais Québec c'est pas Amsterdam. C'est plate mais c'est comme ça. C'est pas moi qui fais la loi. On s'en fout, respirons la nuit.
comment ça va ta vie? La job pis ta petite famille. Moi j'suis devenu ce que j'ai voulu. Chante ma vision de l'affaire. Pour ce qui est de l'argent, pas de commentaire. Fais pas un mot, pas des femmes. Non, c'est le plus grand mystère. Dieu a mis sa terre. J'les aime, mais j'sais pas comment faire. Parle-moi pas d'amour, de tout ce que tu veux, de n'importe quoi, mais pas d'amour. Je te jure que je saurais pas quoi te dire. Non, c'est vrai, je saurais pas quoi te dire. Je sais pas quoi dire, j'ai mal à suivre. Je pensais que t'étais heureux. Même que ça me donne le goût de rire. Oh, c'est vrai, moi j'étais envieux. Toi t'as pas de petite famille. T'es libre comme l'air, t'es chanceux. Encore hier, je me trouvais vieux. Prie pour mère, regarde-moi là. À tous les jours, je cours après le temps. Mes enfants, ils sont tripants. Ils courent partout. Touche à tout, si tu savais ce qu'ils me font en plein. Mais parle-moi pas des femmes, non, c'est le plus grand mystère. Dieu a mis sa terre, je les aime, mais pas de la bonne manière. Mais parle-moi pas d'amour, de tout ce que tu veux, de n'importe quoi, mais pas d'amour. Je te jure que je saurais pas quoi te dire. Non, c'est vrai, je saurais pas quoi te bonne manière. Mais parle-moi pas d'amour, de tout ce que tu veux, de n'importe quoi, mais pas d'amour. Je te jure que je saurais pas quoi te dire. Non, c'est vrai, je saurais pas.